Hello, Margaret Thatcher, yes?
If I were there, Margaret, I'd throw my hat in the door before I came in.
Oh, no, there's no need to do that.
Listen, we regret very much the embarrassment that's been caused you, and I'd just like to tell you what the story is from our end out here. I was awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning, supposedly on a golfing vacation down in Georgia, and was there with the Secretary of State, and so we met in pajamas out in the living room of our suite because of this offer, or this urgent plea from the Organization of East Caribbean States, pleading with us to support them in this thing in Grenada. And we immediately got a group going back here in Washington, in which we shortly joined, on planning and so forth. It was literally a matter of hours. We were greatly concerned because of a problem here, and not at your end at all, but here. We've had a nagging problem of a loose source, a leak here. We were at the same time, we had immediate surveillance as well as we could without their knowing it was happening on Cuba to make sure that we could get ahead of them if they were moving, and indeed they were making some tentative moves. They sent some kind of command personnel into the island there. When your message came, well, incidentally, let me tell you that we were being so careful here that we didn't even give a firm answer to the Caribbean states. We told them that we were planning, but we were so afraid of this source and what it would do. It could almost abort a mission with the lives that could be endangered. When your word came of your concerns, by the time I got it, the 0 hour had passed and our forces were on their way. And, of course, the time difference made that it was later in the day when you learned of it, and for us over here it was only 5:30 in the morning when they finally landed, and at last we could talk plainly. But I want you to know it was no feeling on our part of lack of confidence at your end. It's at our end. And so it happened, I guess it's the first thing that we've done since I've been president in which the secret actually was kept until it happened. But our military and the planning only had, I really have to call it a matter of hours, to put this together. I think they did a magnificent job.